thank you for joining us for this week's Fats, Fuels, and Oil forecast for the week of October 5th. I'm George Morris, and with me I have Ryan Standard, who's our senior analyst for fats and oils. Ryan's going to take us through his updates on the forecast. After he's done, go ahead and drop any questions that you have here in the Zoom chat, and we'll answer them at the end of Ryan's presentation. With that, Ryan, do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, let's go. So this week, we went into depth on the choice white grease market. It's been a bit of an interesting run here over the last few weeks. It's, you know, typically the air starts to cool, the leaves start to turn color, and fat prices fall in September and October, and that hasn't been the case this year. Big reason for that is choice white grease in particular. If you can bring up the, we were right here on the Missouri River forecast. The big reason for that so far has been choice white has been overvalued, relatively speaking, to corn, but underpriced relative to soybean oil. I think a big reason for that is this run up in soybean meal prices and over the last few weeks. And as a result, biodiesel has been scrambling to get coverage for the fourth quarter. So that's driven distillers' corn oil prices higher. Bleachable fancy tallow prices have been very strong, and the whole complex has moved up in response. And choice white grease is no exception. So that has given some unusual seasonal support to the market. As we kind of point out in the commentary this week, typically when choice white grease gets over 400% of the price to nearby corn, feed buyers start to kick it out of their rations. And we're hearing that starting to happen, but it hasn't been enough to send that market lower yet. It's also worth noting that it's not without precedent that choice white grease prices have traded for a considerable amount of time over the 400% mark. So if you look at the 2017 or the year 2017, prices through the summer months were well over 400%, even through September. But they did fall in the month of October and stayed low through the fourth quarter. I think, you know, again, the fundamentals suggest low prices are right around the corner. And all it takes is a few extra loads to show up in the market and people asking, you know, what is it going to take to get you to come pick up these five loads out of my plant on Saturday to send the market to tumbling? With that said, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen in the next week or two, but I think lower prices are due here in the near term. Back to the soybean oil comment. Again, that's really, I think, what has supported the market here in the near term. We're hearing high cash soybean oil prices for the fourth quarter. There's additional renewable diesel demand in the market, and that seems to have tightened up the overall feedstock supply. Additionally, you have lower used cooking oil supplies this year. That also has contributed to a tighter overall feedstock market, and that's kind of created this unusual price support for this time of year. And just like, you know, all of this year, nothing has been usual or to the norm. I think, George, with that really wraps it up. And I'm happy to take any questions anybody has or go into a little more detail on any other of the commodities we cover.
Sure thing, Ryan. We don't have a lot of questions just yet. If you have questions, drop them in the Q&A. The one question I do have here is, what's the corn oil market look like for the rest of the year?
I think we're going to see good support in the corn oil market through at least the first half of November. I think we're going to see a little bit lower prices going into the end of the year. I think that's tied to production. We've seen some production cuts for seasonal maintenance time in the ethanol industry that's tightened up supply. There's some long positions on at higher prices, which is also supportive, but we tend to see a seasonal feed drop. There's big turkey slaughter that happens in October ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, and a big amount of all veg demand for those turkeys is the demand for that's met by distillers corn oil. And once that demand starts to go away, there should be a little bit extra in the market, even with those long positions already on. And if ethanol production increases, which we're expecting it to from current levels at the end of the year, that's going to put a little bit more material into the market, and that should add a little bit of pressure. But we don't see a big price decrease coming, as you can see here in our forecast, maybe an average slightly under 28 cents out of that Missouri River market, with top side a little bit above 28.
Okay. Ryan, you mentioned renewable diesel demand. How preferable is choice white grease for renewable diesel production?
As I know now, there's only one renewable diesel producer using it. They have really good, I should say, they have really robust capabilities on their front end. And so they take a higher acid product, and choice white grease is part of the ingredient that goes to make up that high acid, what qualifies as tallow in the LCFS program. It's just a mix of higher acid animal fats. They use a significant amount of choice white grease, I believe, but a lot of other plants just don't have the pretreatment capability to use choice white. With that said, you know, if there's more soybean oil going into renewable diesel, that means there's less of it available to the other market sectors, and that's in turn driving up the price of the replacement products, which includes choice white grease, distillers corn oil, and bleachable fancy tallow. And I do want to make one quick comment too, going back to the choice white grease. There's a lot of talk that choice white grease isn't preferable in biodiesel production in the fourth quarter because of cold soak issues. Basically, diesel fuel can gel at cold temperatures, and that's more prone to happen when animal fats are used as a feedstock. I think chemically speaking, that's absolutely true. But from a demand perspective, in the past, that hasn't proven out. We've seen big usage in November and December. I think it's been an opportunistic buy for biodiesel because prices have typically decreased in the fourth quarter, so they've increased their usage of choice white grease in November and December. So just because the temperatures are cooling off doesn't mean that there's automatically going to be less used in the biodiesel sector. In fact, historically, it's been one of the better usage periods throughout the year, and that's borne out by the data, both in terms of millions of pounds used and also percentage of total feedstocks.
All right. What's our forecast for November, as you have for bleachable fancy tallow and choice white grease?
So choice white grease, we're expecting lower prices in November. And the same thing with bleachable fancy tallow. Bleachable fancy tallow also has been stubborn in maintaining its the steady price, which historically it has not during this, excuse me, time of year. I think eventually that market's going to come under some pressure, but there has been some export demand. I think there's a hole, feedstock hole in Brazil that they're trying to feed with or fill with extra soybean oil and tallow. And the US is a place to go. Australia and New Zealand are both tight right now, and that's helped support that market. So prices are forecast lower, but not as low as they typically have gone in prior years.
Okay. Well, Ryan, that is all the questions we have. We'll have a recording of this available after the webinar. So thank you all for attending. Ryan, thank you for taking the time to chat with everyone, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, everyone.